Good morning. Will the Senate please come to order? The Senate is meeting today in technical session. Senator Hoffman?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the roll call of the Senate be waived.
Without objection, so ordered. Would the members please stand for the invocation by Chaplain Don Burrell?
First, our deepest condolences to the Menard family. Our thoughts and prayers are with you during your time of mourning. And to the citizens of the great state of Alaska, I dedicate this song. As we journey through these troubling times, remember what a wonderful world we truly do live in. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and for you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark sacred nights, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbows, so bright in the sky, are also faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. It's a sad day and a somber day in the life of the legislative family here in the Alaska Senate. So I would ask members to remain standing in honor of former Senator Kurt Menard and his passing, and to give support and solace to current Senator Linda Menard and the entire Menard family. If you could remain standing for a moment of silence. Thank you very much. Senator Wilkowski, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That brings us to introduction of guests. Are there guests for introduction? Senator Hoffman.
Yes, today I have two guests to introduce on behalf of Senator Stevens. We have a guest page that's standing at the doorway. He's a freshman at Kodiak High School, past president of the Kodiak Middle School, lettered in cross-country running, currently on the track and field team, avid bike rider, plans to attend the University of Alaska, studying graphics, design, and engineering, best known for his video productions, and he's currently creating a documentary on the need for a new high school in Kodiak, found on YouTube under the same subject. Please help me welcome John McDonald to the Senate. And with him, in town is his father, Stuart McDonald, the superintendent of Kodiak Island School District. He's here in the fly-in for the Alaska Association of School Administrators. Please give him a welcome, warm welcome to the Senate.
Thank you, Senator Hoffman. Further guests for introduction? Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, actually, the guest I have to introduce comes from your district, and His name is Dale Nelson, if he would stand. He's in the gallery behind me. He is the chair of the Legislative Committee for the Alaska Professional Design Council here in Alaska. And with him is a guest from Salt Lake City, Utah, Blaine Leonard. And Blaine is the president-elect of the American Society of Civil Engineers. So if you could please help me welcome both of them here today.
Thank you, Senator Meyer. Further guests for introduction. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there further guests for introduction?
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to go ahead and have this opportunity to go ahead and introduce two people from the mighty banks of the Yukon River. They're sitting over in the Ziegler Gallery. We have John Lamont, who's the superintendent of the Lower Yukon School District. Please stand. He's been there for 4 years as the superintendent and has been with the district for 24 years. With him is Mr. Alex Russin, who's the assistant superintendent, has been with the district for 8 years. Please help me welcome them.
Further guests? If not, we welcome all of our guests to the Senate today. That brings us to messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning.
Messages from the House.
I have no messages from the House.
Communications.
Letter dated March 2nd from Senator Kim Elton was received, stating he was submitting his resignation effective 5 o'clock p.m. March 2nd. He did so in order to accept the position of senior advisor to the Secretary of Interior for Alaskan Affairs. I have no further communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill No. 3, CFEC, as information resource. Previous zero fiscal notes, signing due pass, Senators McGuire, Wilkowski, co-chairs, Senators Stevens, Stedman, French. The bill has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill No. 58, Marmot Day. New zero fiscal note, signing due pass, Senator Meyer, Vice Chair, Senators French, Kukesh, Pascvan. The bill has a further referral to the Resources Committee. The Health and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill No. 96, Child Support, Cash Medical Support, and recommends a Health and Social Services Committee substitute. New zero fiscal note. Signing due pass, Senator Davis, Chair, Senator Pascvan. Signing no recommendation, Senators Thomas, Ellis. The bill has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The State Affairs Committee considered House Joint Resolution No. 12, Ground-Based Mid-Course Defense System, previous zero fiscal note. Signing due pass, Senator Meyer, Vice Chair, Senators Kukesh, Pascvan, French. The resolution has no further referral. It's in the Rules Committee. Those are all the standing committee reports.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
That brings us to unfinished business. Is there unfinished business? Seeing none, announcements? Any announcements? That brings us to special orders. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be able to go and speak on the special award given to a woman of distinction.
Without objection.
Thank you, Mr. President. It has come as no surprise to our office that Marla Berg has been one of the women that has been awarded the Aware Woman of Distinction, not just for Juneau, but for the many of the constituents and all the constituents that I represent. She has spent 22 years in service to rural Alaska, serving as legislative aide to Senator, who actually started out as Representative Al Adams of Kotzebue, and then later on worked for Philip Guy of Kuthluk, Leo Schaefer of Kobuk, and then after leaving the legislature has spent 8 years as the Deputy Assistant of Government Affairs for the North Slope Borough, working hard for rural Alaska. Marla is one of those people who others admire for her kindness and sincerity, her hard work, and her unending willingness to help whenever she can. She's earned the trust and respect of many of the constituents that I represent, and I admire her service and dedication to the people of the North Slope Borough, the Northwest Arctic Borough, and the people in Juneau. I can't think of anybody else more deserving of an honor such as this. Marla Berg truly is an aware woman of distinction. Thank you very much, Marla.
And thank you, Senator Olson. Are there further special orders? If not, I will wish safe travels to our Senate contingent to Energy Council in Washington, D.C., and thank our staff and the members. That brings us to adjournment. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate stand in adjournment until Thursday, at 11 a.m. March the 5th for technical session.
Without objection, so ordered. We are adjourned.